My next guest is no stranger to most of us. We've invited her into our homes for 17 years. She almost feels like one of the family. Joan London is a journalist, an author, television hostess. She was the co-host of ABC's Good Morning America, GMA for short, from 1980 to 1997. She's also the author of an amazing 8 books. Joan has a show on RLTV titled Taking Care, which is all about caregiving. Joan was born in Fair Oaks, California, just up in Northern California. She has a liberal arts degree from Sacramento State University. She also studied Spanish and anthropology at the former Mexico City campus of Universidad de las Americas. Joining us from the East Coast. Hi, Joan. How are you this evening?
Well, hello. It's nice to be with you.
What a familiar voice to many of us. Thank you so much for being our guest here on the show. And I want to talk about your brand new book, which is Chicken Soup for the Soul, Family Caregivers, 101 Stories of Love, Sacrifice, and Bonding. And in so many ways, you're the perfect person to write Chicken Soup for the Soul, Family Caregivers, because you lived it. You empathize with these caregivers. Tell us the story of how you were thrust into the role of caregiver, not for one, but for two different people.
Well, you know, it's interesting because it wasn't really until I sat down to do this book that I started to recognize the fact that I'd really been a caregiver since my 30s, because my brother had diabetes and was really, he just suffered all the complications, you know, migraines and blurred vision and had a lot of surgeries on his hands and feet, you know, all the extremities, the blood vessels, all the things that you know, diabetes can do to a body. And so he really couldn't hold down a job. So I, you know, had my mom and my brother living together. My father passed away when I was about 14. So the two of them, it worked out. They lived together, and basically I just always sent the checks and went and visited, and my brother had taken care of kind of the daily needs of my mom, who, at the time of his death 5 years ago, she was 88.
Wow.
So here I fly out to California, and quite honestly, this is what happens to almost everyone. We don't plan ahead. We know it's coming, but we don't plan ahead. We don't have that conversation with our parents about how they see the later years of their life, how they want to live them out, what are their wishes, what are their end-of-life wishes. And because we stick our head in the sand because we don't want to press our parents on these questions, we have to make all these trying, complex, complicated emotional decisions during a time of trauma. And that's what happened to me. You know, here I was planning a funeral for my brother. I was trying to figure out, where's my mom going to live? And since I hadn't really been living with them full time, I really didn't completely fully understand her needs.
Mm.
So I put her in a beautiful place that was completely wrong for her. And, you know, of course, a few months later, here I am, came back out to California, put her in another place. And, you know, my best advice to everyone is start this line of communication with your parents and talk about it. The more you talk about it early on, when they can still give you their opinion, when you can have these conversations, and, you know, if anyone's listening and you're an older parent, you have adult children, let me just say, the most loving gift you will ever give that adult child, ever, is to have this discussion and let them know what it is that you want them to do.
Hear, hear. I couldn't agree with you more. My guest is Joan London, author of the book Chicken Soup for the Soul, Family Caregivers, 101 Stories of Love, Sacrifice, and Bonding. And Joan, just a story out of my own past. My father's 92 years old, living in Florida right now, but he had the good sense to do exactly what you're doing. And about 5 years ago, he put a plan into place and said, this is what I want to have happen. There were no ifs, ands, or buts about it, because he was of sound mind and body, and he put it down in writing. So we've got it. Now, we know that the day eventually will come. He's 92 years old. He's had a great life. Could live another 10 years, or it could
Absolutely.
Happen tomorrow. But the reality is that we're prepared when the time comes. The reality is, though, that most Americans are going to become a caregiver for one or maybe more of their family members. And you're in what's known in the vernacular as the sandwich generation.
Big
which
time.
Yeah, which feels the pressure from the parents and feels the pressure from the children living at home under direct care. What resources does your book contain to help those who are really faced with this sudden and very unexpected caregiving that they get thrust into?
Well, you know, when the Chicken Soup for the Soul folks came to me, I had done a number of forwards for them over the years, and I remember interviewing Jack Canfield years ago, for the very, very first Chicken Soup for the Soul. And I'm sure he didn't realize sitting there that there would be hundreds of these books to come. But when they came to me, they said, we really want you to co-author this book, which is a very unusual thing for their series. They said, because you're so living it, you are an advocate for it, and you also could talk to a lot of the people. So I interviewed many of the people in the book. They're still stories. It's still the same formula that's, you know, so successful. It's 101 stories, and the nice part about that is that you can pick the book up and you can read 2, you can read 5, you can read 20. Just make sure with this book you have a hanky or a box, a box of hankies. But and so what maybe makes this book a little bit different from the other Chicken Soup for the Soul books is that there are a lot of experts. I interviewed a lot of experts, but they were all caregivers themselves. And some celebrities. I interviewed Lisa Gibbons because she has such an amazing story to tell. And I'll tell you, there are many ways to give out information. And it doesn't just have to be in the form of a self-help or informational book. This book is packed full of information, but it comes to you in the sharing of stories. And that's a lovely way, you know, to take in information. I learned a lot from doing this book. I think I became a better caregiver to my mom. Quite candidly, I became a better person. I became a better daughter to her. Because like so many adult children, you know, we kind of want our parents to stay the way they always were. And we want them to be interested in everything that's going on in our lives. So we call them up or we go over to visit and we tell them everything about our kids. And they look at us and smile and say, that's nice, honey. Because they're not connected anymore to our lives. The part of their brain that they can really reach into and grab a hold of is past memory. So if I had a good piece of advice, make photo books. You can do them scrapbooks. I'm not artsy enough to do that. I just take a bunch of pictures and I take them into a store and I make one of those photo books. They're not expensive. And I'll tell you, my mom couldn't tell you what she had for breakfast. So she might not even remember she had breakfast. But she'll sit with me for hours and look at these photographs and tell me stories. And if you, while you still can, sit down with your grandparents, your parents, your aunts and uncles, and if you can, take out a video camera and record the stories. Those are priceless. And, you know, it's always seemingly that time when we wait too long, and then we say, I wish I had asked. So don't find yourself in that place. My a huge piece of advice to families everywhere is to sit down and record, what was life like when you were little? What was it like when you went to school? What was it like when you and mom and dad met each other? And what was your early life like? What was I like as a child? These are precious memories.
Oh, great advice. My guest is Joan London. She is author of the book Chicken Soup for the Soul, Family Caregivers, 101 Stories of Love, Sacrifice, and Bonding. And Joan, just so that you know, you're broadcasting in Ventura and Santa Barbara counties. Jack Canfield lives up in Santa Barbara. He may even be listening to the show today. You don't know. So there you go.
Boy, what an incredible legacy he has left.
Yes. It's an incredible story, too, about how he and Mark actually launched the whole Chicken Soup series, what they have done.
Turned down and turned down and turned down.
Over 100 times.
Which just goes to show you, if they aren't a shining example of perseverance, they knew they had a great template. And boy, have the years proven them right.
That certainly has. There's no doubt about that. Now, you interviewed a lot of famous people for the book, in addition to the experts and the subject matter experts that we talk about. Gail Sheehy, who wrote the book Passages, interestingly enough, was one of those. Quickly, can you tell us the story about what you learned from Gail?
Yeah, I handpicked a lot of these, and I just felt I had interviewed Gail for my show on RLTV, Taking Care with Joan London. And she was a care. You know, it's funny. She said to me, when I got pregnant, I had 9 months to get ready and prepare myself for having a baby and going through this new passage. But when I got that call from the doctor that said it was a fatal diagnosis for my husband, I had a couple hours to prepare. And that really is the way that it happens to almost everyone. And it's so hard to make decisions at a crisis time. Something that she said, which I agree with completely, is she says, get professional help. You know, you can, I think you need, everyone needs to consult, and you can do it for not very much money, an elder lawyer that really understands how to help you make sure that you have an advanced health care directive so you know what their end of life wishes are, so that you have a power of attorney, both legal and medical, so that their doctors and the hospitals will be allowed to talk to you. You need to know where all of their papers are, car titles, insurance. You need to ask the question, do you have long-term health care insurance? Because if the answer is no, you better start figuring out how you're going to take care of them financially. And, you know, the way life is right now, it's a wonderful thing that everyone's living longer, but the flip side of it is everyone's living longer. And not only that, but, you know, men and women are delaying marriage and delaying having children. So the average caregiver today is a 49-year-old woman who still has kids that she's getting through high school, trying to finance going off to college, and she's working outside the home because, you know, 52% of the workforce is made up of women now, and she's taking care of a parent or two parents. That's a lot.
It is. It is. My guest is Joan London. Joan, we've got a break for news here at the bottom of the hour. When we come back, I want to talk about the importance of a senior advocate. You touched on that briefly. It is very important, and I don't want to miss that. My special guest is Joan London. That's right. You remember her from Good Morning America, but now she's got a new show on RLTV called Taking Care. And we're talking about her latest book, which is part of the Chicken Soup for the Soul series. It's Chicken Soup for the Soul, Family Caregivers. Joan, before we had to go away for the news there at the bottom of the hour, we had just touched on a very important subject, and it's a completely new job function that's really sprung up over the last few years. It's that job function of a senior advocate. You yourself used one, and you gave it as an advice for listeners, and this is something that you need to get involved in. So tell us, what is a senior advocate, and in what ways did your senior advocate help you?
All right, this completely turned everything around for me. I stumbled around, and you know, it's hard when you're an adult who's been successful and feel like you're in control of everything, and all of a sudden you're thrust into this world. But when I finally got a senior advocate who knew all about this journey, who knew about all the facilities in Sacramento where my mom lived, and could not only tell me what beds were available where, but help me assess her full needs and determine which was the best. Now, I will tell you, I've become involved with a wonderful service. It's called aplaceformom.com. What's great about it is that it's free. I mean, it's free to the consumer. And believe me, they are so much more than people who just find you real estate. You know, you log on, you put in your parents' name, or who, you know, it might be a spouse. It might be a sister or brother that you're in charge of taking care of. And they call you back, and they help you assess the need. They help you understand everything that's available in the area. And they help you decide how you're going to pay for it. You know, there are a lot of different sources of revenue available, like if you're in the military, and a lot of times people don't even know that. They wouldn't even know to ask the question. It's very expensive unless you have guidance. And, you know, over the last couple of years during these, you know, tough economic times, some of these facilities have even started something new where they let people move into a room with someone else or even a couple of other people. And, you know, you might say, what, my mom's going to dorm?
A sorority house.
But interestingly, as they get older, quite often they're very frightened to be in a room by themselves at night. So interestingly, they sometimes are much more comfortable, feel much safer when they are with other people. So it's kind of an interesting thing. It's, you don't have to think that you're doing something bad, but it can bring down the cost significantly. But I didn't know any of it existed until I got a senior advocate. And quite honestly, these are family therapists, you know, and they get the whole family story out of you because they have to understand how the adult siblings kind of operate or don't operate together in order to figure out how you're all going to come to a conclusion. And I mean, I couldn't advocate anything more. It's the same thing that I learned talking to people like Gail Sheehy. She said, if you don't avail yourself of these experts, it can be such a trying, emotional, complicated road to try to navigate.
It can. My guest is Joan London, and the place that she was just mentioning is aplaceformom.com. You want to check that out on the internet. Now, Joan, caregivers don't always have to take care of siblings or older people. Sadly, you might have to take care of a child as well. There are two families in Ventura County right now that are struggling to care for their daughters that are afflicted with aplastic anemia. Big shout out to Candy and Doug Stoutenboro. They're caring for Mia, and a big shout out to Shannon and Rob Yance, who are caring for their daughter Carly. What are the unique challenges of caring for a child that are different for caring for an aging parent?
Well, I really think the caregiver stress kind of sees no particular category. You know, it happens whether you're trying to care for a 97-year-old parent who can't make decisions for themselves and can't feed themselves, or whether it's for a disabled or, you know, a child who... I mean, look, we have a lot of military people that are coming back from overseas, and all of a sudden, these parents are bringing them back home and taking care of them. They say that there are about 46 million Americans taking care of someone else, and that's an incredibly conservative estimate, I might add, because there are other estimates that have it more like 90 million. But whatever the number, it is going to triple. I mean, if you just look at the sheer population of the United States and, you know, and you look at how long they feel people are going to be living in the future, that number is expected to triple in the next 20 years.
Staggering.
And it is staggering. I'm telling you, this is the next health crisis in America, because it is taking families down financially and emotionally. And, you know, I'll say it again. I've already said it. I couldn't say it enough times. If you aren't having this discussion in your house, it is the white, it's the elephant sitting in the middle of the living room at Thanksgiving. And you just have to, you know, I'll tell you, it's one of the reasons why I did the book. I mean, I'm hoping that people get this book. I've already had people email me and Facebook me and go on my website and tell me that they gave it, they got it, they gave it to a parent, and that they think it's going to start the discussion. And I think it can, because when you start hearing other people share their stories, you know, there are all kinds of ways to take in information. And it kind of starts to lay it out to you and make you realize that, you know, your children are really going to be burdened if you don't start having this conversation with them.
It's very sound advice. My guest is Joan London, author of the book Chicken Soup for the Soul, Family Caregivers, 101 Stories of Love, Sacrifice, and Bonding. Also has a show on RLTV called Taking Care. Joan, if people are intrigued, they want to learn more about the book, learn more about what you're up to these days, where would you direct them to go on the Internet?
Oh, I would like them to come to joanlondon.com. My website is Joan London's Healthy Living. And, you know, I consider myself lucky that that I, after being in everybody's homes for almost 20 years, that I have a platform and I can get involved in areas like this and make a difference in people's lives. I mean, it's really a wonderful thing.
Well,
I'm a big health advocate. I just introduced last night on QVC a line of ceramic nonstick cookware. For years, I've been reporting on how dangerous nonstick cookware is, but we never really had an alternative. Now, all of a sudden, there's ceramic-coated cookware, and I just brought in a whole line from Belgium. And these are incredible opportunities to feel like you can help families across the country live their lives safer and you know, deal with the family turmoils of how to take care of an elderly parent who can't take care of themselves. So I feel very blessed in my life.
Well, Joan, we are very blessed to have you as our guest and for sharing your wisdom. Thank you so much for being a guest on the Bill Frank Radio Show here on News Talk 1520. We'll talk to you down the road.
My pleasure, Bill. Thank you.
Thank you.